The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange, The Dark Spiral.
As you are ticking away on the computer there, Daniel, everything just seems to stop and shut down.
Shit. Yeah, physically locked out.
Yay! Well, damn.
let's go back to the plant and see if...
It slowly shut down or it just, like, popped out?
Yeah, like there's a pop of fizzle and it goes out.
Ooh.
Probably dead.
Maybe.
We should probably still check on it, though.
Yeah. We'll double back check on it.
We really need to see that computer lab.
When you guys step outside, you see some smoke rolling from that area.
Well, shit.
Like heavy smoke? Pretty heavy?
Like it appears as if something is on fire.
As if it's going to engulf the whole campus and we're all going to die.
Well, it's its own building.
Yeah, so. But I mean, there's decaying plant matter, which is highly flammable.
I mean...
And then we have the barrels of gasoline right next to
I'm
You're not sure
go,
how intense it, the fire
yeah,
is.
I'm
it could just be smoke.
Go find a nearby fire extinguisher.
Very simple to find.
Yeah, okay. And I will go in there and see if how bad the fire is, if we can at least put the fire out.
when you open the door, it's just a roll of smoke. I mean... It doesn't appear to be on fire. It just appears to be smoking a lot.
Okay.
Enough that it was visible through ventilation. Give me an intellect roll. You know nothing about this mechanism. Give me an intellect roll at a level 7.
Hold on.
You're not going to pass unless you push yourself. Is 20 always a success?
Nope.
Woo! Okay.
I thought we had something that helped us with mechanical stuff, but we don't. Sorry.
You gotta do it.
I learn quickly, though. Hold on. Don't laugh at me,
do
Lucas.
Do any of our ciphers help with intelligence-based
Mm-mm.
things?
I like punching things, no. Somehow I'm been rolling these really good intellect rolls, though. So.
You did get it started, so...
So if I spend 3 points, then I can lower the level.
Yeah, to get
right.
Yeah,
to use
yeah.
Effort.
So you 18. Would be spending intellect points because it's an intellect check,
right.
For one level of effort because that's all you can do.
Which right. You're smart.
Do you have an edge in intellect?
Yeah.
So it's only going to cost you 2 points.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. So, 18 or better.
Oh, mama.
20.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
Nice.
Purification, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
20,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
You find the manual to this machine and look through everything you possibly can to try to figure out where the smoke is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You seemingly quickly understand how it kind of works, probably. Even though it's not your area of expertise, it does not appear to be repairable.
Okay.
Without a... Actual
somebody,
technician
right.
who knows
right.
what they're doing.
Okay. With that in mind, I feel like there's not much more we can do.
We can
go search physically for other things or people or evidence, but if it's
how
gonna,
long have we been here now?
Go to the briefing room.
Quite yeah. some time. I would say you guys have been there for about 5 or 6 hours at least. Okay.
We can go to the briefing room, see if they were talking about anything.
You're spending a lot of time going through buildings, a lot of travel time.
Yeah, we're going to the offices, which are in the southernmost part of the campus.
Okay.
We'll start in the briefing room and just see if we can find evidence of anything. If there's any intelligence that we can find about what might have happened.
Because maybe someone would have known something about this or been watching it, or maybe it just happened unexpectedly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which offices are you heading? There's analytics, communications.
The briefing room first.
Briefing room first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, which is actually pretty far away from where you're standing.
Yep.
It's a distance.
It's a bit of distance.
So do we see anything as we're walking there?
A lot of dust, a lot of dirt.
So much
you
dust.
You see, I mean, there's cars parked there in places.
Okay.
I mean,
the cars, have we found any cars that are like not upturned, but like maybe like
damaged in a way?
Yeah, like are there ones curbed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like they just suddenly drove off. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah, just continue the briefing room.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, it seems to be unlocked.
Okay.
Briefing room, I don't believe, is a very large space. There are a few different offices that you can visit, or conference rooms that you can visit. You walk through, you're seeing a lot of similar things, some personal effects, some photographs. You walk into a room that has a large conference table, one that you've seen before, one that you've been to. In fact, this is probably the first room you walked into when you were, for lack of a better term, recruited to the estate. You see a pile of clothes, and you see clothes in various chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And one at the head of the table, a set of clothing at the head of the table as well.
Is there any papers on the table?
Yeah, there's little briefing papers for, it appears to be a mission about some sort of possible creature in a swamp from what you can suss out. It doesn't appear as though the mission had even occurred yet. It's sort of, prerequisite information. Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of dates associated with this at all?
Everything's labeled 2017. Mm-hmm. It's got the official estate seal on it. You know, it's official paperwork, files, official files and everything. There's badges.
We should go to the briefing, or the, not the briefing room, that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
The communications room, because I have a feeling that's exactly where any incoming information would originate.
Because
before it can be brought to the briefing room, it has to go through somebody who can decipher it.
Yeah. I mean, you're all searching these rooms, so, I mean, any one of you can give me an intellect-based roll for searching. It'll be it's like a level 2. Assuming you're...
I got a 4.
Perfect. Assuming you're...
It's not...
You need a 6, right?
Yeah, I needed a 6. You
need a 6. Like, I'd almost rather just give it to you because it's easy, but go ahead and roll.
9. You got cool. It.
So, you go through... As everyone else is kind of going through paperwork... Daniel, you kind of kick through some of the clothing. You immediately go to the head of the table because that seems like an important person. And on the floor, you see not just like a badge for getting in and out of rooms. You see what looks like a police like badge, like an official.
Like so, not like the security badges we've seen, like no, campus security.
Like an official like agent badge.
Do I recognize the symbol?
It's an estate agent badge.
Okay. I was making sure it wasn't, the enemy of the estate.
Right, no, called. So you pick it up and you kind of just, you brush off some of the dust with your thumb. It's gross, you kind of have a feeling what it is. But you read the name, KJ Manners, supervising officer.
KJ Manners?
Manners. Manners,
M-A-N-N-E-R-S. Okay.
You know this to be Catherine Manners, the supervising officer of the estate.
Take a picture.
In her briefing information, does she have anything more or different than anybody else?
Clipboard.
She has the same copy of everything that's on the table as if she made copies and handed them out to five or six, presumed bodies that are missing.
Mm-hmm. This creature in the swamp, does it give a location about where this is at?
The bayou.
Okay.
Does she have a cell phone in her personal belongings?
She probably would, but it's probably depleted at this point.
Yeah, but I'm going to take it because we could probably recharge it and see if anything came through with it. Okay. Like, came through as like an alert or text message.
Sure,
or...
you can do that.
Because I'm assuming she has a smartphone and I feel like maybe I could get it later.
Yeah. is there any specific intel that they have on the creature?
Just general. It appears to be a couple of short paragraphs of description, like people have seen this thing around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the idea that it's more Jersey Devil as opposed to Swamp Thing type creature, based on what its description is.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
but you know, there's no photographs. There's a couple of rough sketches that appear to be like a child drew them because they're probably given to them by someone who believes they saw this thing.
But nothing recording any sort of phenomena that happened once they saw the creature or anything?
Not at all. Think of it as Bigfoot at this point. Like, it's just hearsay from what you're reading.
Does she have an office?
But it's also absolutely at the estate, so it's...
We need to go to her office.
Got some kind of...
Because I want to know if there's, like, multiple occurrences of these, like, Jersey Devil-type things happening around the country. Because if so, to me, that means that there's a breach somewhere. Like the kaiju.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably our next best bet. But, I mean, like I said, I don't think the estate would have these files if they didn't think it was actually somewhat of a threat. Like, they would just brush off
if it was... They wouldn't be doing a briefing on it if it wasn't important.
Yeah, they wouldn't... I mean, yeah.
At least not a formal briefing on it.
Like, if it was something that was just as, you know, normal as Bigfoot, that would have been, you know, shoot away. You know? But yeah, we can go find her office. See if there's any more important documents in there.
Sure.
Yep, we're going to check more of the offices.
You go to her office. The door is open.
Do you want us to intellect roll to see what we find?
No, I mean, you can search through all kinds of files. You don't really see any more information than what was given on the table about what these things are or what this thing is.
Right, but are there like multiple reoccurrences of said creature, or they're like...
Honestly, all the information you find about it is in the file that was on that table.
No, not just that creature, though.
Oh, but other like, creatures.
Other creatures. Is it like, you know, there Monday, files, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's been...
There are files. There's an in and out thing on her desk. I mean, there are files for all kinds of crazy shit.
Which I understand, but I want to know the frequency of these reports. That's what I'm asking.
I mean... And I don't know.
Does it seem abnormally large?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we have no more power, so we can't...
I have a flashlight.
No, I know that, but that's not going to power computers, and we can't...
Can we take her hard drive?
Yeah, technically we could.
I mean, I suppose that's a possibility, sure.
What I'm more concerned about is, I don't know, just... We're not going to be able to gather any more data without having power to the computers, I feel like.
Are there mini generators? Like, is there a hospital wing? Because that would have its own generator.
I don't think there is one on the estate.
No, it doesn't.
That's a dumb idea. You have a gun range, but no hospital wing.
I mean, there might be like a clinic, but that's all you're going to get.
It would still, I mean...
Did we go to the communication room yet?
No, that's what I was going to say. You should just go next.
Yeah, let's go to the communication
room. Roll me a... it's technically a D2, so roll me a D4 and split it and cut it in half.
Oh, I can't
hear
that. It's a
3. A 2.
Okay, so technically it's a 2. You do find 2 things in there that you believe to probably be ciphers in her office.
Oh. Hey, guys, I found 2 ciphers, I think.
Don't touch it.
Shut up.
2.
You touch it. Pick it up.
You see on her, she would have a coat rack. Hanging on the coat rack, you see a scarf and you see a belt with like a big buckle on it. It's got some sort of logo that you don't really recognize. Probably the clothing company.
So do you want me to roll to identify?
Yeah, so I need you to roll a D6.
Okay. 5.
Okay, so it's a level 5. I need you to roll a D3. So roll a D6 again.
2.
So it's a 2.
Thank you, Troy.
Okay. So now I need you to roll your D20 so you're rolling for a level 5 thing.
Why don't you let me roll?
Trained. Well, she's trained, so it's a level 4.
Level 3 for me.
Also true.
Hey, Monty, you want to look at this?
Sure.
You can...
Nope.
What'd you get?
3.
Okay. At least it wasn't 1.
So now you can roll if you want.
All right.
Get a 12 or better.
20!
Yeah. Well,
you know exactly what this thing is. So the scarf.
Yeah.
is something known as a multi-phasic module.
Ooh.
So once it's activated for the next day. Sorry. That's a weapon. Well, Oh, it's a module. So it would be a module to a weapon. Never mind. That would make more sense. The weapon can affect out-of-phase transdimensional, ethereal, and incorporeal creatures within the context of a given recursion. During this time, the weapon also inflicts one additional point of damage to any target. If the module is attached to a ranged weapon, the ammunition fired from the weapon gains the transdimensional property. Are you at your limit of ciphers?
No. Okay. I can take one more.
Okay. Well, that's good because you got one more here.
Sweet.
Same deal. I need you to roll a d6.
2.
Nice. It's only a level 2, so only a d3, so roll it one more time.
And that would be a 3.
Okay. So, this is the belt buckle with a logo, so it's only a level 2, so it's a level 1 for you.
I got an 18.
Okay, well, you got it. This is actually from a different recursion. It seems to be Rook Lore Enhancement.
Ooh.
For the next day, your character will be trained in Rook Lore, which will be helpful if you are on Rook.
Super helpful. Can I hold on to it though?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So when we actually
we're able to. If we find more ciphers, we can drop one, right, and pick up the other one,
or hand them to somebody who probably doesn't have.
Yeah, but
we're all at level.
We're all four right,
all level right now. Yeah, you just drop. Actually, I believe the book says they pop out of existence, which seems strange. So I would just say drop.
There's probably something weird, I'm sure.
Well, it has to do with the proximity of too many in the area.
Yeah.
So you got three of them in your pocket. Yeah. They just start disappearing.
Yep.
And you don't know where they go or which ones disappear.
But you can still drop one as long as you're not carrying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it I have all the fashion items?
I don't know. That's just how it's all randomized. So, where are you headed next?
Communication.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. It's just a lot more of the same. You're not really getting any more information out of this office at all. There's dust, there's clothing, there's badges, there's...
The only other lead we have right now is investigating this swamp creature.
Let's go see if we can hotwire a car.
And go where?
Down to the bayou.
I don't know.
Well, it's going to take you well out of 12 hours.
But... Yes.
I just want to pass, guys.
At this point, I think we've got nothing we can do but go back.
Yeah.
Unless we leave campus.
I don't want to leave campus. You just said 12
hours.
We haven't
gone to the library.
We can go to the library.
It's a computer lab, but yeah. I mean, there's going to be other stuff in there, obviously.
Right.
Structure houses. An extensive archive.
I mean, the only thing else we can do is go through everything to see if we happen to find clues in any of the buildings, but other than that. Right.
And library of hard-to-find books and similar documents. A lot of material regarding recursions predates the internet. The estate's library gathers as much as it can.
Since we're here, I guess let's go through the other two buildings, the auditorium and the analytics building, since we're down in this part of campus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything?
Not really much. I mean, at this point, you guys are probably so discouraged that you're just skimming things. Like, you're not getting information out
right.
of anything.
Right. That's fair.
Just stomping around. All
right. And then. The library's down where we are, right?
Close to it. It's right here.
So we might as well hit the library while we go.
On our way back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you're researching anything specific.
No.
Let's go through the news. Do they have newspaper clippings there?
To see if there's anything.
Yeah. But I mean,
is there a Dewey Decimal System?
It's all Earth news. I mean, it's nothing strange.
Yeah. See, I don't like. See, what I was wanting to find was
textbooks.
Was like a video clipping of before this event went down.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that because...
Power's out,
and we probably don't have access to the internet.
Mm. But...
We can take hard drives.
Dudes back in the present might know how to figure out this phenomena.
But that's it.
Whatever I want it to be.
Not in the strange.
All right.
So, yeah, I guess we just head back at this point because...
Did you want to hit the auditorium?
Well, yeah.
Oh, we did.
We went to this.
Was there any place we haven't visited?
We didn't go to do the holding.
The only thing I could think of... Well, yeah, going to the holding building or going to the underground dojo, since everybody was basically trying to head, it seemed like indoors, maybe underground. That's the only other...
I mean, we've only been here 6-7 hours, so we might as well keep going because Hertzfeld will have our
campus,
asses.
Camp us whatever we can, yeah.
I mean, any place that seems to have a basement, you are correct. Based on video, it seems like everybody's trying to get down below something. It's just piles of clothing and dust, badges, and whatever is left over.
I'm taking a few cell phones.
Sure.
From people that look important.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got badges with people's faces on them. So some people you recognize and probably knew, and some of them you don't.
The only other place on here I could think of going is the lodging area. Just random stuff. I don't know.
There's no claw marks in any of the buildings or like violent looking anything.
Didn't appear to be.
I think we just camp out for the next hours till our 12-hour hit. We'll go back, show the dude our evidence.
Not that we need to camp out. We just go. Like,
yeah, I don't mind getting reamed for coming back 2 hours early when we have all this evidence that we can't do anything with.
But if we stay here 12 hours, we pass.
Well, nobody cares what you think.
Nobody says we pass. We really don't have any answers.
Right.
So
he just wanted to know what's here and what's not here. Yeah. Well, we know a bunch of people were here at one point.
Until we know they're not here no longer.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, not in human form anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to hand wave us going through everything else and telling us that there's nothing else around, then...
All right. We got our dust. We got pictures. We got badges.
You found a lot of ciphers. Yeah. So, I mean, you're finding things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be like all mechanical things are fine, so it's almost like everybody self-combusted.
Spontaneous combustion.
I mean, that seems to be the indication, but...
Because plant life isn't living...
Aside from the fact that there are scorch marks, yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah, that is true. The plant life is dying. That is kind of odd. Because even if there was just some kind of...
I'm going to stick my finger in the soil. Is it wet?
I mean, it seems...
Is it like hard, like, you know, the middle of July hard, or is it rained 4 days ago?
It doesn't seem like it's rained for a while.
So plant life is hardier on this planet than...
I mean, something weird has happened because plant life somewhat overgrew and then is now dying, so... But we don't have any evidence
It just seems like animal forms were gone, whereas the plant phyla are still alive. Is there standing water anywhere?
No.
Like a fountain?
No.
I turn on a faucet. Nothing.
You get some really dirty brown, gross water, but
give me a vial we can take this back. I want to see if there's any.
Yeah, we'll take some dust samples, some plant samples, water samples.
If bacteria and things are still growing.
Yeah, we'll take all that stuff back. I think, but
I don't see a point in wandering around a campus that literally is not giving us clues.
We need to have somebody that can fix
the power.
Power. So
yeah,
before we do anything,
let's go back and get an engineer, guys.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
Yep.
We need someone smarter.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I know.
Someone at least knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Trained.
All right, so you guys are going to head back toward your gate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Following the tracker because you got it on the
blue. Yep.
Me an intellect 4, level 4 roll, everyone.
20.
2.
11.
The 20 probably sees it first. As you guys are wandering back toward the gate, you notice what appears to possibly be a flock of something up in the clouds, just below the clouds. Kind of...
The shit is that?
Flying around.
And I'm pointing it out to everybody else since nobody else saw
it. Just kicking dirt.
You all see what seems like a small flock of something, and about 3 of the tiny specks seem to veer off from the rest, and they are coming down toward the campus.
So take a picture and run.
Yeah. Do they look like bird-like things, or do they look like mechanical drones?
Neither.
Is it like flapping?
Yeah.
There's no flapping.
Gliding?
It's more like gliding, but when you look at them, they appear to be more... As they get closer... they appear to be more like crescent moon shaped things upright. They look like weird fleshy looking things.
I pull up my phone and snap some pictures, but I'm suggesting that we run.
Hey guys, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like I said, take a picture and run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you're running, I need initiative rolls.
Shit.
What is initiative based off of?
Yeah.
The level of the creature, which is a level 3.
So we just roll...
You need a 9 or higher to beat its turn order.
Nat 20! That's my third one. Keeping 17.
14. Alright, so hang on. Let me write this down. So Emily was 20. Who had the next dice?
17.
Troy.
14.
Derek.
A hand.
Daniel. You got a 5?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this thing actually goes before you. I don't remember. I don't know if you recognize what these are. I don't think you would recognize what these are. There are three of them that are coming down toward you.
They're fleshy?
They are sort of fleshy, crescent moon-shaped things with first what appears to be something pulsating, and then you realize that it's something that seems to open like a mouth and close, but there are multiples. Like the entire flesh thing seems to just be multiple things opening and closing.
What the fuck is mounts. That?
Yeah.
Pull my handguns out just in case to get into short range.
Are they carrying anything on them at all?
Nope.
Okay.
How large are they? How large do they appear to be? Human size? Bat size?
About 6 feet tall, probably, if they were standing upright.
Okay.
Okay. Emily goes first. What do you want to do?
Run away.
Okay. So that seems like a speed defense roll?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember how fighting works in this game.
You roll and try to beat their level.
I did that.
That was for initiative, but that's how this works for everything. If they're attacking you, you're rolling a defense roll to beat their level.
Do they look aggressive?
Well, they're not here to shake hands.
Okay.
Do they have hands?
No. It almost seems like it's a mass of mouths.
Ooh.
That's fitting.
That's gross.
Yep.
So how far away are they at this current moment?
They're coming in at a pretty rapid rate. You've probably got about 200 yards on them at this point because you saw them so quickly, but they're moving pretty quick.
Are we close to a building?
Yeah, you guys just walked out of the library. Well, I would say this. You're probably halfway between the library and where you need to be. You walked a little ways.
We're going to try to make it to the gate.
Yeah, so...
We're halfway.
But we're halfway, and they're two... So are they in front of us or behind us? I'm trying to determine, should I run towards them or away from them?
Ideally away from them. They were coming probably from one side rather than...
Okay.
Yeah. So they're coming in at your on your right.
I mean, I feel like running is my best option at this point, because all I have is a short-range weapon.
Yep. Okay. That's what we all have, I think.
Okay, so that's a speed, you said?
Yeah.
Speed boost.
It's a speed roll. Do you have anything that helps you with running?
No.
Okay.
I have a belt.
So it's a level it's a level 3 speed roll.
Wait, you have the beast one, don't you? Daniel, you have the beast. The beast.
Okay. Oh, it has to be a non-intelligent animal.
Does it appear to be intelligent?
You wouldn't know. It appears to know how to hunt, so...
It knows how
to feed. Spark intelligence. It's at least chasing you, so...
I feel like they need to clarify definition of intelligence.
Probably.
Maybe.
Because, a dog is super smart, but would you call it intelligent or not?
Right.
No. That's all I got.
Okay. I'm gonna just keep running. I mean, I don't really know what else to do. Bob and weave, man. Bob and weave.
Zigzag, zigzag.
Cut that distance.
Go ahead and roll speed. You can always spend effort if you want to, but it is a level 3, so you need a 9 or better.
Woo! It's all right. You roll that. That's just a
question.
9.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to regenerate these points?
Yeah, recovery rolls that I've been offering you guys the entire time that no one wanted to do.
Well, we didn't really... I mean, the only person that really lost anything other than Doofus Brain over here
was me. You can spend, in the middle of combat, spend an action to do a recovery roll instead of doing anything else.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, I mean, all I got really is... I mean, I only took a 2. I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't taken that much damage, so... But
so I have to spend one in order to bring it down to
a level two. Which is going to cost you 3 points of speed.
Oh, 3 points. Mm-hmm.
One effort is 3 points of speed.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I think I could do a three.
Okay.
Let's hope.
So you need a nine or better.
And I got a one.
So you trip and fall.
Whoa.
What's everybody else doing?
I face plant. All
right, Troy's next.
You see her trip and fall.
Troy, you going to pick her up?
Yeah.
Are you continuing to also run?
I mean, I'm running, but yeah, I would try to.
Okay, so if you're going to pick her up on your way, I'm going to boost the level up to four.
Okay.
Because there's an obstacle essentially in your way to drag her with you.
13.
Okay. So you're on your way. You are well on your way, dragging her with you, slowing you down a little bit, but you got her up on her feet.
Well, you wouldn't have to drag me the whole way if all I did was fall.
No, but he had to stop, pick you up, and then continue to go.
But
yeah. Derek.
I'm going to keep running. Okay. How close are they? Are they in like long range still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to remember, this is much like D&D, so everything is like within, 6 seconds or 8 seconds, however.
Right. I'm just making sure they're not in like short range or anything to be useful. All right. So I'm going to do running. I'm just going to keep running. I'm trained in running, so.
So it knocks it to a two.
Two, yeah. Seven. Good thing.
Wow. You barely make it, but you're running.
Oh, man.
What you got?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to continue running, too.
Shit. No, it's not your turn.
I didn't think it was.
It's not your turn.
I didn't think it
you're
was.
You're, like, stunned at this mouth-looking thing.
I don't know that I can do anything.
I was like, my turn, I'm going to run, too. Yeah. You're going to give me that opportunity.
Get out of here.
Yeah, its movement is short, unfortunately, so I'm just moving. I'm on my way. I'm getting closer to you.
Okay.
At this point.
I'm going to run, then, if it's my turn. Said it's difficulty three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
14.
Wow. You guys are running. I'm going to say that it's going to take you probably two more rounds to get to your gate.
Okay.
If you continue at this pace.
Heck yeah, we're going to.
However, you haven't even moved because you tripped and fell over your shoelaces.
But you're back up because
he picked you up.
Yeah.
He moved you maybe.
Weren't you continuing?
He moved you maybe 10 feet.
Okay. All right.
Run.
What happens when you roll a one, honey? I'm sorry.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
You rolled a lot. You rolled all those.
To run. I mean,
you wasted all those 20s earlier.
Yep.
I mean, I guess I'll spend three to bring it down to a two because I'm
okay.
Scared.
I would too right now.
That's fine.
Yeah. That would be.
Yeah, because chances are the things are probably going. If they attack us, it's probably going to come from our might or intellect.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any speed. At least they might. But
he said they were kind of slow, so I got a four, which doesn't mean it. So, I'm still stumbling a little bit.
They're moving, but they're getting closer to you.
My knee hurts.
You rolled a one. You probably scraped your knee pretty bad.
Yeah.
Troy.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and roll.
What you got?
Got a one.
This is a very rocky...
You trip!
These are very rocky grasslands here.
Where's the main book? Where's the main book?
We were doing great. So
Wait a minute.
He's going to use his XP.
You spend your XP to reroll. Perfectly fine. I still want to look something up.
Okay.
19.
There we go.
Oh, you book it.
We're back on.
Yeah. You're booking it. You get really far ahead. You are now in the lead of everyone.
No. All right. Just let me know when they get to short range. Because I have fleet of foot.
If you're going to continue to run away from them, it's going to take longer for them to get to you.
Okay.
So I just have to either stand and wait, or you run.
I'm just gonna keep running. I have fleet of foot. So after I successfully do a level two challenge,
mm-hmm.
I can do a free action, free attack with fleet of foot. So okay. I'm making sure they're not in short range yet. So I'm gonna keep running. So down to a two. So come on, six. Ooh. No. I'm gonna keep it. I'll keep it. I'll mess up. I'll stay back with her just in case.
Yeah,
she needs me.
Yeah, if I had a regular fail, then I probably wouldn't have spent my XP. But I'm not. I have a chance in a one.
Yeah,
I did.
Your leg breaks. Wow, this is. Come on, gold dice. You got this.
I know. Like, just I don't.
Charge you back up.
Okay. I just can't.
There we go.
That one's better.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
So short distances. Within 50 feet.
Okay. So
that's not where it's at.
Okay, good. I'm okay with that. All right, so I keep at 2.
What's long range specifically?
Or like 100 feet?
Yeah, between 50 and 100 feet.
Are they within long range?
Not from you. You're way out ahead.
I'm asking. Just trying to figure it out.
By the end of this round, probably would be.
Okay.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
It is
their turn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are moving closer. Who didn't move? You didn't move far.
Yeah,
he hasn't moved yet. Daniel still needs to move.
Ah, then they are probably within long range of you, about 100 feet.
Okay. Are we all still within short distance of each other?
Aside from Troy's character, probably.
The three of them.
At least the two of you are. Sorry, I was trying to figure out what... You rolled a 1, and I was trying to figure something out.
He did, because he changed it.
Oh, he re-rolled it. That's true. Used XP.
Good. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead and
roll. He's good. I rolled a 1.
I'm going to use spin encouragement while you maintain this twist through ongoing inspiring rotation. Your allies within short range modify the difficulty of one of the following task types, your choice, by 1 step to their benefit. I'm going to use defense tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume it's ongoing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cost 1 intellect point. I have 1 edge, so it doesn't cost me any.
It's free, sir.
So as long as we're in short distance of each other, you guys have, essentially, you're trained in defense tasks.
Right. So it's going to knock everything down 1 level.
Yeah.
Except for you, because you're way out ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But well, if I get in short distance of you, it'll affect you too.
Right.
But, yeah. But that's your action.
Yes.
So you're still standing there.
Yep.
Emily is still trying to run.
Oh, man.
I am. None of these dice are good to me, so I blame your dice. I got a 7.
Which is a success now.
That's right. Thank you, Daniel.
You are moving. It's still going to take you another round because you're so far behind. Troy, you got 1 more. If you succeed, you're going to make it back to the gate and turn around and realize none of your people are behind you.
That's right. Jump through and ask for help.
Got it. 15.
Woo!
All right. You can see the gate right there. You realize no one is behind you.
Yeah.
Your choice.
I'll stay at the gate.
Okay. You can see from the distance that you are, that these things are coming down toward your crew. Dirk?
All right.
They're still up in the air, though.
They are, but they're dive bombing.
All right. Screw this. I'm going to push an effort just to make this a level one challenge.
Okay.
I just want to pass. All right. So I'm down to 20.
You make it to the gate.
Yeah.
You book it and you eventually make it to the gate. Again, realizing, seeing that, that Monty over here is looking up behind you, you turn around and go, oh, shit, no one's behind me.
What happened? All right, and the bat's turn.
The bat's turn.
Call bats.
They're still moving short distance, so they're not on you yet.
Are they still long range or short range?
They're within long range.
Okay.
But they are starting to sort of split because they see multiple targets.
Okay.
One of them seems to be staying a little higher as if they're heading toward the gate. The other two seem to be heading down toward the two of you.
Okay, I'm going to use an effort.
Okay.
For the speed.
So does that knock it down 2 levels because you use that twist? Does a twist only help other people?
The twist is it reads as allies and it was just defensive tasks.
Which is what this is. Okay. Evasion.
It just has allies. It doesn't say anything about
me. Okay. So you're going to drop it down to a level 2 then.
Three.
You have your XP, but I don't know if you want to spend it.
You have an XP if you want to reroll.
Nah, I'm not going to use it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue.
You're kind of just walking slowly toward the gate, looking up at this thing coming down at you.
I wouldn't say I'm walking. I'm just not moving fast.
I think you're just petrified. Yeah. You keep looking behind you.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. All right. I'm also haven't done cardio in a while.
You're the slowest at the mile run.
Which brings it to...
For you, it's a level 1 now.
It's a 1?
Yeah, because
you only need a 3.
Don't roll a 1. Don't roll a 1. 11. Double 1.
2 1s.
All right. How many rounds did I say it was going to take you? 2 more?
1 more.
So,
yeah, she's just at the gate now.
So you're at the gate now. You guys do not see Otto.
Crap.
Where is Otto?
Do you have anything on you?
I just have a short range weapon.
Okay. What about your cyphers?
I have Rook Lore. I have a multi-module. And then I have... Crap, we should have used the recursion code one. That brought us to a specific location.
Yep, should have.
Dang it!
Hindsight and all.
Oops.
Yeah.
I mean, we're mostly okay. We just got to bring one more person.
We just got to get
Otto. Yeah. You just got to make it.
Can we see him?
Yeah, he's running down the... He's slowly running down the path.
Who's
looking
got
behind
the animal?
Him.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
It has to be non-intelligent, though, as well.
I know, but distractionary tactic.
Yeah,
and all short range.
It's within long range, too.
I'm just going to get out my phone on my turn and just keep taking pictures of
Otto
running.
That's what I'm doing, is taking pictures of these things as they get closer.
I'm just taking pictures of
Otto. Waiting.
So, is nobody going to help him?
It is their
help
turn
him
now.
Do what?
I don't know.
Like,
come on, we're cheering for you.
I have... The only thing I have to help...
I'll be fine, don't worry.
Yeah, I don't really have anything.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, I believe in him.
I have an attack that's in long range, but I don't know if I can really use it because they're up in the air, so I don't know how lenient Lucas will be on some of the verbiage here.
I got a flashlight. We can shake it back and
forth. Read him off and I'll figure it out.
Oh, it's his turn, so let him do his turn.
Okay.
Is it my turn? They go before
no,
I do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it was your
it's
turn.
It's still your
oh,
turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, so essentially it's called Shatter. So an object must be small, mundane item composed of homogeneous matter such as a clay cup, an iron ingot, stone, and so on, blah, blah, blah. Object explodes an immediate radius, attacking all creatures in the object for 1 point of damage.
Okay.
But with these being in the air, I was essentially trying to... A building, something off of a building or something. I don't know.
No, you can find a rock or something on the ground. Like, that's not a problem.
But it's not going to hit them in the air is what I'm trying to get at.
It is, you throw it at them.
No, it's a like a long distance thing. Like I pick something, I see something a long distance, and I shatter it.
Oh,
are
I see what you're
building?
Saying.
Like so where you could shatter a window and it
saying.
Like
you can't like
block
that's
them?
What I'm trying to say. Like
or like
I,
a tree that like would maybe like stop them.
It's a glorious idea. At this point, they're not that level.
That's what I was.
So that's
to get
a
at.
Great thing to
can
probably
shatter
do in the future.
A bat? I was about to say,
no.
I mean, they're definitely coming in.
They seem to be of organic matter, so I'm assuming I can't.
Little teeth.
Yeah. But would you be able to, like, throw a rock? Well, I guess it's long range, so you might not be able to throw a rock that far. And then make it shatter. Okay, so then...
Pull!
They're heading towards you.
Okay, I want to keep running.
Okay.
Are we just allowed to keep spending one effort point if we want to? Is that a thing?
Well, you spend 3 points of
speed.
Basically speed... To lower the level, to use effort.
He has an edge, though, so he only has to spend
but we only have one effort, so but we can keep...
So you have one level of effort to use. So what that means
yes.
is you can spend 3 points to use
so,
one level of effort.
And at two levels, you can spend 6 points.
Yeah.
Which would be five.
Yeah.
Got it,
yeah.
Well, it's...
Four.
No, it is actually five. You have two levels of effort, you can use both levels of effort at the same time. So you could spend 3 points... For one level and 2 points for the second level.
All right, I'm going to go.
But
ahead
you only
and
have one level,
one.
So it's always going to be 3 points unless you have the edge.
You can do it.
That is a five. I lowered it one level. That's not enough.
Yep.
But I thought he was already at a lower level. Wasn't he already around on two?
We were.
No, it was for allies only.
It was for allies.
Yeah. It was we.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
I was encouraging you guys.
You're
to,
moving slowly. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I have...
I'm going to give you two more rounds to get there before they get to.
Okay.
I have a premonition, which I can spend 2 intellectual points, and I can learn 1 random fact about a location.
About a location?
Or a person, yep. It says, from a person or location that is pertinent to the topic I designate.
Okay.
So with the location, I could probably learn if these are the things that attacked everybody else and turned them to dust.
Maybe.
And that is
or,
what a premonition would
right?
be.
Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a crap
it cost
ton.
Point, cost you points to
cost
use?
Cost me 2, and I have an edge of 1.
So it's going to cost you 1 point.
It'll cost me 1.
Okay.
I mean, I can't do anything to help you, so...
That's fine. Learn all you guys can, huh?
All right. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to spend the 1, and I'm going to learn. So I have to designate what I want to know. I want to know if these are the creatures that took out everybody around here.
Sure. You kind of take a knee... And, like, put your hand on the ground and just close your eyes for a quick moment. And you get a flash of a mass of these things kind of flying in the air. Some screaming, running. You get the idea that these are definitely the things that probably attacked.
Do I get to see how they attack?
I don't know how premonition works. Yes, I will give you that. It appears as if they are able to wrap around people.
Oh God.
Some of them are being taken off into the air. Some of them are not.
How does it explain indoors?
Yeah, being barred inside.
Can they go through walls?
I don't know. But like, I get from like people looking in the sky, that makes sense to think that these are the things that if we found things outside, but how are they getting indoors?
I don't
especially
know.
If they're chaining.
I don't know.
All right, if we're not going to do anything else, I'm just going to keep spinning effort.
I'm going to yell at you, don't let them get around you.
I don't plan to.
Well, I'm just letting you know, because you wouldn't know what we just found
out. Keep running, Otto. You can do it.
You have a three. You need to switch dice, hun.
You have an XP
re-roll,
to spin?
Re-roll your XP.
Yeah,
I would use it at
use
this
your
point.
XP at this.
I'll wait. I got one more round.
He's got one more round before they get to him.
Do you have weapons?
I know, that's...
Yeah, I got a gun and my knife.
At this point, you're at the top of the... No, you're at the top.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
Oh, sorry. You went kind of faster than I meant
well,
you to.
Well, because he said if nobody else is going to do anything.
I apologize.
Anything.
Yes.
Then...
Because you told me that they're just approaching me, so I assume that that's going to keep happening
right.
until...
Mm-hmm.
So you do what now?
I did the premonition. Or are we around a new...
I was going to say, sorry, that one, the one that kind of veered off is now getting level with buildings.
Okay.
So if that's what you want to do...
Is it still headed towards us, though?
Well, that would
though?
Be after
yes.
your turn, though.
It seems to be ignoring Otto and heading straight
okay.
toward you.
Because we could just jump through the gate.
And leave Otto? Sure, again.
I mean...
Good
but
luck.
If it gets too close, we could just step back. Hey, what if we send you through to get, like, firepower? Get people.
I have two handguns.
Yeah, but we need something long range.
We do. Yeah, on my turn, I can do that.
Or I could run through. I mean, I can't
that,
do this turn. Or if you want to run through to try and get somebody to help him.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to explode rocks.
Because I just did the premonition thing. You can explode rocks. But you have a lot of... Well, you only have two handguns. So, yeah, I mean, I would send somebody back.
Okay. I'll do. I'll see what happens.
Troy goes first. So, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll try my shatter. I'm going to spend 2 points of effort.
Okay.
Or 2 points to use effort. And increase the damage 2 points.
Okay.
So do I just roll then? To attack? Does that work?
Is it an attack or is it something else?
It's an attack.
Then yeah, you gotta roll. I mean, it's a level 3, so you gotta roll at least a 9 to hit it.
11. Okay.
Bleeding a little. Not the color of blood that you're used to seeing.
What color is it?
It sort of appears to be like a white kind of... Yeah,
almost like it's pus-filled.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's me. I'll run through the portal.
All right. You go through the portal. You're in the...
Is anyone around room. In that room? In a quick...
The door, like, they closed the door when you guys went in, so...
That's the problem, is finding somebody that's going to have a long-range weapon within this room is not likely.
Right.
No, but...
Or within time to do anything, really,
yeah.
But I mean, it's...
I mean, it was worth a shot.
Yeah, all right. Was that my action, just to go through the portal, I guess?
You can start banging on the door.
Yeah. So I'll go up there, but I'm screaming, hey, we need some long-range firepower!
Okay.
Hostile!
Yeah.
It's you...
Strangers,
it's you.
It is me, and I gave you that amount of time. So these things are this. One of them is coming at you, so you need to roll a defense roll from it.
Okay,
which is a level 3.
And it drop. I have might defense task, intellect defense task, and a plus one.
See.
If I'm not wearing,
it's
armor.
A speed defense roll.
Oh, of course, it's not. But I still got the plus one armor if I'm not wearing any physical armor. So does that give me a plus?
To damage, it would, yeah.
Okay.
If it hit you.
7.
It's higher than a 3.
Yep. So, that sucks. You don't quite veer the direction you need to veer as this thing wraps around you. you immediately take 5 points of damage, which comes from your might pool.
Which would be 4 because of the armor, right?
Because the armor would be 4.
So you're at a 9 now.
8,
sorry.
So does that mean he's like grappled?
Essentially.
Bye, Otto.
Now it's your turn.
Would I be able to... I want to use my manipulation beam.
It's
the one for the animal thing?
No.
Ooh.
No, I just probably shouldn't try that. This one's more of a sure deal. Because I don't know if it's a non-intelligent animal or not.
I mean...
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try the trick embedder.
Okay.
And non-intelligent animal immediately learns one trick and can physically perform. Roll over heal, go to an indicated place within long range, so on. The trick must be designated when the cipher is activated.
Okay.
I'm going to activate the cipher and basically try to get it to go to a distant and long range.
Okay. Right, and that was like the voltmeter device as well. Yeah, I mean, there's no role to make it work. You activate this device, and the thing just kind of like jumps off of you and just starts heading off.
Oh, thank goodness.
But you feel disgusted.
Oh, I'm sure.
This weird fleshy-like creature. It was kind of cold and not really slimy, but like... clammy.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So that was your action.
Uh-huh.
The other one seems to be ignoring you as well and also following the first one. So two of them are now heading towards the gate. That one you just told the fuck off, so it's gone. Who's next? Emily next.
So there were only 3.
There were only 3 that came off the flock.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So are the other 2 then ahead of him? Essentially?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because I'm so bad at speed and I'm a spinner. But I took the manipulative route instead of the quick route.
So I have the multiphasic module. Can I attach that? I don't fully understand what it does.
The scarf?
Yes.
You have a gun?
I do.
You can make that gun shoot. It's a weapon. Okay, you can make the weapon affect out of phase, transdimensional, ethereal, and incorporeal creatures within the context of the given recursion, which is Earth at this point. You can also inflict 1 additional point of damage to any target. If the module is attached to a ranged weapon, the ammunition from that fired weapon gains the transdimensional property, which is exactly what that does. It's firing at out of phase things. These things are in phase.
Okay.
So it doesn't really benefit you.
Except for the +1 damage.
Except for the +1 damage.
It's all you can get from it.
But it's doesn't. It doesn't.
Range weapon, it doesn't so make it long range. I wouldn't ranged. Be able to.
It doesn't make shoot it into them. A long range weapon, yeah.
I don't know if there's anything I can do for you.
That's fine. It is what it is. I don't got one on me anymore, so if I can run quick enough and jump through the gate, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally all I have. I mean.
Okay. Short.
I've got some pretty neat thing. I got, well, so these are still within long range? Or would you say they're within 15
minutes? I would say by now they're probably getting closer, but not quite. Next round they would probably be in short range.
Probably. Okay. So I have a cipher that works if it touches something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming I'd have to activate it as well. Or can I throw it?
Yeah.
Like,
you can totally throw it.
I was trying to think, like, I guess I'm being
so able. Throwing are thrown objects speed or might? I don't remember. You'd have to look in terms of like weaponry. Like if you threw a knife, does it say if it's speed or might? Because it's going to be based on one of those
How
2.
How far away is Daniel from us?
He is.
I guess it depends.
About 2 rounds behind.
Is it a throwing weapon stopped. Or is it going
to
be melee?
Long range?
Not a throwing weapon.
So like if I was to throw a cipher at him, he wouldn't be able to catch it.
I guess it depends on whether or not you can catch it. I don't think you could throw long range. It's 100 feet.
Dang it. Okay.
That's a beefy...
Because I was going to throw you the glove.
It's over 50 feet.
Yeah, so. I was going to try to throw you the glove so you could, like, porthole yourself to us so we could get through.
That'd be nice.
And then I was going to shatter the damn mirror, but...
Well, the mirror isn't really glass, is it?
No, but the other one broke. So you can break it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't say... I don't know where to find that specifically.
What? Oh, throwing a knife?
Yeah.
I would just make a call as a GM.
If it's ranged, you would just use speed.
Yeah, I think it is speed for ranged. Because it's speed for firing a gun, right?
Yep.
So you would use your speed, a speed roll to throw it.
So I will...
Because with a melee, you can use either speed or
my... But depending. How far can you throw, right? You're not within that range. Now, if you stepped forward towards it, it would be a lot easier for you.
Okay.
If you stepped into short range, it would be a lot easier for you.
And you've already damaged one of them, right?
Yeah.
The one that's closest to you is the one that's already damaged.
Yeah, I will step forward a little bit to get within short range.
Okay.
And throw it.
So it's still a level 3 creature.
Okay. So I'm going to spend 3 to lower to 2.
Okay.
Nope.
Did you get a 1?
I got a 4.
Okay, thank goodness.
It just... What did it do exactly?
It put it to sleep.
Oh. Well, you activated it and threw it?
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's what they're here for.
All right, my turn. Is anybody responding to me?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's just been...
No, it's cool.
So, yes. Hertzfeld runs to the door and opens it. He's like, what's going on?
There is a crap ton of bats or whatever it is trying to kill us. And I think it destroyed Earth. We need help. We need backup.
Where's the rest of your team?
On the other side. I hope still alive.
Cadets. And he calls out to some of his assistants. Get the correct name here.
Oh, man.
You hear him yell the words, negation rifle, now!
Ooh, that sounds fancy. Sounds
cool. You gotta get your people out of there before I blow the shit out of this thing.
Alright, so... Was that my action? Or do I run back out there?
If you want to run back through, I will let you. If that's what you want to do. Yeah. Otherwise, you can stay where you're at.
Let me run back out. If I... see, that's... I'm gonna get too technical here. If I run back out there, well, I'll be in short range.
No, you'll be right next to everybody else.
Alright, I'll just run...
Well, you'll be right next to me.
I'll just run out there.
Okay. Boom. He pops right back in.
Okay. Guys, they're coming in. I think they said negation rifle of some sort. We gotta get out of here.
That thing veered off of you. They're going toward... The other two are going towards them, so you are running.
Another point of effort.
How many more speed points you got left? Jeez.
Huh? Speed points? I got 4 left right now.
So you can do effort one more time for speed.
Come on. Oh my god.
Okay, there's the XP being spent.
Yeah!
Thank you, God.
You...
Do you have a minor or major effect?
I'm just kind of using them. Yeah, I'm kind of making them up as I go. Like, it's cool to write them down, and I'm like, they're all going to be different for every situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be a minor effect. Because previous round, you were wrapped, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you kind of shake off this ugh feeling, and you're like, fuck this, and you bolt. You are at the gate. You are all at the gate. Man. If you want to dive through, you can dive through.
Dive through, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone goes through the gate, and you see Hertzfeld standing there with a very, very large weapon. And he goes, get the fuck down! And he points it at the mirror as you guys sort of dive out of the way and blasts this thing until it just... And it's gone.
Oh, man. All right.
Excellent.
Does anybody else think of, like, the face from Doctor Who? The stretch skin, the last human? Because that's what I'm...
So this is the image that's on the card of what these things kind of look like.
Oh, okay. That was just a card design.
I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Can I see that? I can't really...
Don't flip it over.
I won't flip it over.
I can't even make
it. It's sort of a fleshy material.
Okay.
My brain is not comprehending.
I know.
This is sort of what you saw flying at
you. Oh.
Ew.
Okay.
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 All right. So for those of you at home who can't see it, it looks almost like purple sponge cake.
Yeah, but they're in crescent moon shapes.
Yeah, crescent moon shape.
With noses. There's noses.
There's noses and mouths. A lot of mouths.
A lot of holes.
This toy seems like a 40K demon.
Very
it's a lot of mouths
gross.
And noses.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you roll.
Yeah, now Daniel's rolling well. Jeez.
I've that 19 really saved your ass.
I know. I've never rolled that many low numbers ever.
I need this book.
Ugh. Okay.
And Hertzfeld just kind of spins around and says, what happened.
So we'll give them, with the information we have, all of the clothes and dust that we found.
All the cell phones, all the hard drives we took.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Give him the information about her premonition.
Yeah.
About basically intimating that these things are what caused everybody to dust, although we're still kind of foggy on how...
Because people were barred on the inside.
How they got inside.
Tell them that they bleed white blood.
Yeah.
Which was kind of freaky. We give him, yeah, the water samples.
If it even was blood, yes.
We tell him about him being dead and, like, what we found in his office.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. It was, like, a parallel universe. Like, it was...
Yeah, like, we give him all the badges of all the people that we know.
We saw familiar names.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there was this report of some kind of swamp lizard monster.
Catherine Manners was in it.
Yeah.
Swamp lizard monster.
Give them her badge.
I mean, I assume we wouldn't kept the file with us, at least that one.
He jumps on the phone. Ms. Manners? Yes. Do you know anything of a swamp lizard monster thing? Really? Thanks. He hangs up and goes, so that was a hoax and it was about 2 years ago.
That tracks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Found out after a few days of research that someone in a costume was running around the bayou.
Typical.
Apparently they were thieving and had stolen a lot of people's food. And
watch a little too much Princess Bride.
Would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for
or
you.
No, Princess, Princess and the Frog. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Stupid dog too.
I knew it sounded familiar. I just couldn't quite recall what it was.
Well, we just found it in the briefing room.
Whatever day that briefed, that's when this world died.
Well, not the exact day. We don't know how long it's been since they...
And Miss Manners was dead and everyone...
Yeah, yes. You're bad.
Everyone
found no signs of life.
Everyone was turned to dust.
What about the people outside? Anyone? Anything?
No, there was no dust. There were no people.
There was literally no sign of any kind of life.
I'll hand him the watch that we found.
There were vehicles that were driven up on sidewalks, it seemed, and yeah, it was...
Yeah, I'll hand him the watch where it was clasped and say, this is what I found. Just like this.
Fascinating. I suppose it's a good thing we destroyed that gate.
Yeah, probably.
We'll never be returning there. That's for sure.
Don't know if you'd want to.
Well, I suppose it's a very interesting little bit of information, isn't it? That somewhere out there, there are recursions that are alternate dimensions of our timeline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's very bizarre.
Well, mathematically, it would dictate as such.
Does this mean we graduate? And can I take a shower?
Oh, yeah, we may want to quarantine him.
Yeah, he's been touched.
And we'll definitely have you checked out at the clinic.
You guys never see Otto again.
Starts growing new character out of his neck.
It's very strange. No people.
There used to be people.
There were people.
They all dusted.
There was a you.
Well, what I mean is no people outside. You found dust within. You found clothing within. Nothing outside.
Well, it seemed like everybody was running inside.
Surely the entire city couldn't have made it into the estate.
Well, but we didn't get further than the campus, so we don't know.
Strange fleshy creatures with multiple mouths
flew down. We have pictures of them.
Yep,
there you go.
Again. Yeah, and he looks at them and is like, ugh.
Exactly our point.
So, email those to me, and I will start putting these through our creature research and see if anything comes up. Well, happy you all survived. This was much more than I expected there at the end, huh?
Yeah.
It was much more and at the same time much less.
Maybe next time you won't send cadets.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not what you are here for?
Just saying. Maybe somebody with better firepower would have been better.
Unfortunately, we didn't have any available agent teams. That said, you will be graduating. Everyone rest up. Get your shower, Otto.
Yeah. You might want to take samples.
I'm gonna take an inventory of some of these ciphers that you found. You're welcome to have them back when I'm done. Some of these I've never seen before. In 2 days' time, your graduation ceremony will be here. Congratulations.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.